Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet. It's Jack and Miles, and this is Zeitritz of the Geistribian 2, Dead Man's Trend, courtesy of Liz. Show
Thanks,
titled
Liz.
Via Liz.
All right, Liz.
That's what Discord Zeit Gang let us know. Thank you.
Okay.
The Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean trends titles are a meme in and of themselves.
Yes, they are.
Hey, let's tell the people what's trending, shall we, Miles?
Let's tell the people what's trending.
Let's give them something to trend about. Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
American Murder.
I'll buy that.
Is trending. I'll buy that for $1.
Oh man, did you see that trailer?
Yeah.
Is that Netflix
on Netflix
show. Chris Watts, I think, is the name of the guy who murdered his entire family. It's just heavy.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild because it's combining like footage of investigators coupled with like when they're straight up investigating the murder, not just like the interrogation room like stuff we're used to seeing. It's super dark, but you know, like the thing you always point up about how the Weimar Republic loves true crime.
Woo! Yeah.
And boy, do people love this more than anything.
Yeah. Number one show on Apple Podcasts right now, a true crime show from us, from our very network.
The Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah, from the Daily Zeitgeist.
You're welcome.
No, from our studio. Shout out to Mangesh.
Oh, shit. All right, Mangesh.
Yeah, but we do love a true crime. This one kind of got me because it has the ring camera footage of her like walking up to her front door, and it's like, and that was the last she was ever seen.
You know, like,
oh boy.
Nope. Don't need that.
Funny voices. I like to make funny voices when describing
the tragic triple
homicide of an American family. Ronaldo Messi is trending.
Yep.
Tell me why.
Have you heard of this guy, Ronaldo Messi?
Oh, yeah.
He's apparently real good as soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Champions League draw went down. I wouldn't know anything about that as an Arsenal fan. You know, shout out the Europa League. But, yes, the group stage, this is where they draw all the teams out of the bucket. So like the World Cup, you get to see who's in each group. And Juventus is in the same group as Barcelona. So they are going to be facing off with each other, you know, little revival from the old, because back in the day when they both played for Real Madrid and Barcelona respectively, you know, you wouldn't draw two teams from the same country in a group. So you would never see them play each other in the group stage. It would always be like in the later rounds. Now that he's in Italy, where Cristiano is, they are drawn together. So yeah, that's something. People are going to like that. And Messi, you know, he had a heck of a summer. For those people who didn't keep up, you know, he's like the god of Barcelona, and he almost blew the whole damn thing up to get what he needed to feel respected.
He wanted to leave because they weren't putting the right team around him, or they weren't giving him enough money.
He hated the chairman. It was just a lot where like the coach was a mess. The team was a mess. Like they weren't, you know, they hadn't really properly replaced Neymar when he left to go to PSG. And in came in, you know, Dembele, Griezmann, a lot of people who just couldn't, you know, quite fill the shoes. Coutinho.
Is soccer progressive? Know. Like, is it a thing where, like, this generation of stars is, like, when you look at old tape of old, like, soccer, it's like they're way better. You can tell they're way better, or is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Messi, especially, I mean, he's...
Next level.
They all play, the amount of players now who just have so much skill and power and pace. Yeah. Like you'd kind of be like, you're just either a speed demon. Maybe you dribble up the wing. Maybe you're more of a free kick specialist. Maybe you like to blast it from outside the box. Now, like people just have such complete skill sets.
Yeah.
It's like every sport.
It's like where you're bigs like, who can shoot threes now. Like,
you know, like Anthony Davis, you know what I mean? Or who can match up with a guard up top, and then you know what? He'll punish you down low.
You know what? I was going to talk about it at the end. Let's just go right now, man. You're a Lakers fan. Right now, bro. Let's do it. Let's do this.
Up 1-0. Boy.
Woo! In a rout. In a.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I think Josiah summed it up when he retweeted the gif from White Men Can't Jump when the two guys are like, it's too easy. Shit is too easy as it LeBron really and AD. I mean, granted, it's game one.
It's game one.
But
you know,
the three best players of the Heat got injured in game one.
Yeah.
Which was a bad.
I don't like that.
Bad way for them to start.
I will say this. I think most Laker fans, regardless, you know, you want to play a full strength opponent. You know, especially with the way Jimmy Butler's been playing, you know, I don't want him to be out. I want a good series. I don't want a cakewalk.
Yeah.
I would like some challenge. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just really tired of the narrative keep switching up of every time, because people just, I get it. People fucking hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because it's in LA. We're in LA. They think it's just because of like Hollywood and all this other shit, like, you know, the city, you know, the great weather, that's what gets people out there. Like, we also have actual gravitational pull as a franchise, and we also have people thinking a little bit differently, and the way we're just playing great, and this idea that, like, we just got lucky with these two people, I think is a total disservice to, like, the people we signed, the kind of basketball we're playing, and we're doing it very methodically, very intentionally, and I really enjoy that about that, and I really enjoy that about this coach, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. LeBron is just next level. I mean, the thing, like, people always, I know we've been talking about this and this is not new, but the thing that people always like use as a detraction on him is like, he just goes and like starts a new team and leaves a team whenever. That's hard to start a new team, to like pick the right person to come join you, to organize and put pressure on the front office to make the right trades, to build the right team around you, to have the right coach. That shit is hard, and he's now done it with three separate teams.
Well, let me check my notes really quick. Going. I mean, if it's that easy, then Kawhi Leonard should have.
Is the thing.
You hate to see it, folks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Clippers fans, what that man did to y'all. He really did something to y'all.
I mean, we'll see. Like, he might. Get it on the second try, the second go round after they.
I'm not to say to write him off, but you know, when you look at those draft picks that went to get Paul George there, just for Paul George to be, you know, playoff P or whatever the fuck he was calling himself, and to absolutely just.
Now the Thunder look good, man. The Thunder are going to be good for a while.
Yeah. And all welcome right. to our new show, yo. You're on the new Barstool Sports.
The new
Network.
Barstool Sports.
You know what I mean? The new, non-toxic. What's like a high-minded?
Yeah, I don't
the,
know.
The standing desk sports. Standing Come on, desk y'all. Don't be so wack. Sedentary. Let's think a little bit about our futures.
Starbucks recliner sports. all right. And then we had an interesting talk about some just out-of-body performances. Kayleigh McEnany at the White House press briefing was just fielding the questions like she was a shortstop, just pow, pow.
Oh, my God, yeah. So backhanded them.
Let's talk, where is the river? Hashtag, where is the river?
Yeah, trending. You know, the president at the debate is like, if he, I don't know if you heard, there are a bunch of ballots just tossed into a river.
They found a bunch of ballots.
They found a bunch of whatever, and people were like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? Cut to a press conference where Kayleigh McEnany has the job of selling her soul to try and pretend that whatever the president said is true or makes sense. And so was asked very specifically, the president mentioned this river. Where is this river, mm-hmm. Kayleigh? Can you please tell me specifically, because I'm a reporter and affiliates are asking me what was the president talking about, if speaking accurately? And she... Yo, she gets
right.
The way she starts squirming and trying
well,
to
she
spin
treats
move
him
out of
like
it.
He's being unreasonable for asking where is the well, river,
a, right? And I you're missing the forest for the trees
and
here.
And it starts out as Wisconsin, then it's Pennsylvania, and then there's no river. Actually,
then there's a ditch.
There's a ditch.
He's like, but no. But Kayleigh, where's the river?
Right.
Just tell me the river name. That's all I need so I can report
She's
this
like,
accurately.
You guys really aren't curious about this, are you? He's like, I'm curious.
I'm so curious
about where is that river, though.
And no. And I would love to see a little more journalistic curiosity. And I just love how he's just like, so there's no river. Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, that's where they're at. They're not quite going full dictator where they can't just be like, you shut up. Next question. Like, she still has to pretend like there's some kind of, you know, a sense of decency going on, when really she just did like the really long-winded equivalent of like, yo, he's lying, but what the fuck you gonna do about it, bro?
Right.
That's all it was.
It'll be interesting to see if nothing will be interesting. It'll be depressing if,
it'd be horrific
if Trump
to watch
wins,
this car
but it like how much further can the disrespect for the media and just not giving a shit about the media descend? Like, it seems like it's at a point where they'd probably just make a free press illegal, because I don't know.
Yeah, the way things are going. Well, it'll start off like using very like weak ass legal arguments about how like it's all like libel and da 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 da, and
right.
eventually just scare people into not saying anything critical. I mean, that's what it looks like in other countries.
Yeah. And then another annoying question from the media. Somebody was like, you said that Amy Coney Barrett is a Rhodes Scholar.
Oh, my God.
She was like, that's what it says here. He's like, actually, it says she went to Rhodes College. And she was like, okay, fine. Yeah, she went to Rhodes College. Whatever. Like, she was like, you're going to, you know, parse every word of what I say.
Right.
Yes. Ew. Okay, fine. She went to a college no one's ever heard of instead of being like one of the smartest people in the country. Fine. Ugh. Like, does that make you happy?
Jesus. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like the heaviest postgraduate fucking scholarship you can get.
Right.
To being like, no, oh, my bad. I don't drive a BMW. I said, I took a BM. In that Volkswagen over there, like, what are you talking about? It's this shit is
BM
not the same
VW.
Yeah, that. Oh. You, what did you hear? Oh, no. Not named after the horrific diamond master Cecil Rhodes.
Oh man. There's a lot of like people who are just historical villain, like just monsters. Who like the Nobel Prize is like. Wasn't that based on one of those prizes is based on a guy who like made his fortune selling dynamite, inventing dynamite, and like felt bad.
Oh yeah,
because
that's
it.
Why. Yeah, he had to circle back because it's like, y'all, I didn't mean for y'all to be doing all that with
right.
the dynamite. That was more for like clearing the land out. But y'all are making it into little tennis balls you can blow each other up with. No.
Yeah,
please, let's do something right. I think, and I could be just completely reducing that down to its most barbaric form, but I believe that's what it was.
Yeah. And finally, speaking of historical figures, Minecraft Steve is trending.
Oh, my God. Thank the Lord.
Woo! Big news in the world of PlayStation Switch. Yeah. Why? I mean, you tell them because I'm too involved in this. What is Minecraft Steve?
That would be a total actual... I'm glad you did that. You recuse yourself from this story because it's a total conflict of interest in that your interests do not intersect with this, and that's a conflict for you internally.
Yes.
Is this a new character for Smash? I don't know. This motherfucker look boxy as shit. Cool. Shout out to Minecraft Steve. I believe he's a man of color, so I hope that's the case and not just a dude with a dodgy tan.
Steve and Alex from Minecraft. Nobody's talking about Alex, but he's there too.
Nobody been talking about Alex Jack.
She. Yeah. That's what I meant. She. Alex is a she. And
Alex blocky as hell. They're I guess that's a fun character to play with.
Do they ever port a character over from a different game and then the character just like has no skills and just gets like the shit kicked out of him?
Oh, like Sonic comes in, yeah. He's like, "Welcome to Nintendo, bitch!" Bah, 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 bah.
They do not look like they would last a single fist fight. Like that would be funny if they just had no strength, speed, and then when you hit them, they fell apart like Legos.
I like that.
I think that was
more of that. More of that. Yes. I mean, I always play with Cloud. You know, everybody knows that. I fuck with Cloud, maybe Pikachu. You can play as Cloud. That was the only reason I entertained playing that game, because that was a character from Final Fantasy VII that I really loved. And I was like, oh shit, okay, they put Cloud in here. Okay, I'm here. And then I got just fucking rinsed playing with like some people who actually play Smash, and I was like, man, fuck this game, man.
This is stupid.
I'm gonna go sell some drugs outside. Fuck. Try that shit.
All right, so that's what's going on. Big stories, big things happening, big things. That is gonna do it for this Thursday. We hope you guys are doing well. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands, wear a mask, stay inside, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.